Okay, good evening all. So I started to do a little bit of a rebranding with this shiur. So it's the Experience Shabbat shiur still, but instead of referring to it solely as Experience Shabbat, we're going to start referring it to it just by the basic title that it is, hopefully to get more people interested in it. So tonight we're speaking about what is Shabbos HaGadol. So again, every single Shabbos has a different aspect and a different essence to it, and Shabbos HaGadol certainly is specified as the great Shabbos. What makes Shabbos HaGadol so great, and what are our feelings and emotions and takeaways meant to be on this Shabbos? Just also, the reason why I'm talking about this week is specifically because of the fact that next week in this time, we're not going to have this class, we're going to have the Haggadah class, the 15 new ideas to say at your Seder, so that's why we're speaking about Shabbos HaGadol this week, and the next week after that will be B'tikas Chametz, so we won't have a class. So 2 weeks before, what is Shabbos HaGadol? What is it all about? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Lamed Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Shabbos Shelifnei HaPesach Kurin Oso Shabbos HaGadol. Very simple. The Shabbos that comes before Pesach, we call it Shabbos HaGadol. Mipnei, why? Hanei Shana Asebo. There was some great miracle that took place on that Shabbos. He doesn't say what the miracle was. Many of us probably know what that miracle was, or at least we've heard some ideas of what it might have been. And therefore, we call it the Great Shabbos. The Rama brings down a fascinating custom. We're not going to speak too much about it, but it's an interesting idea nonetheless. V'haminag lo. So the Rama brings down at least one idea, two different ideas, but one idea we'll just note: the custom to read from the Haggadah, portions of the Haggadah on Shabbos HaGadol. It's a fascinating idea. I personally have never actually spoken to anyone who does this. I think the Gra did not have such a custom. That's probably what a lot of people base themselves on not to do it. But nonetheless, the Rama says that there are those who do have the custom to do so. The interesting question, though, is why is the Shulchan Aruch talking about this? Meaning, what's the halacha here? The Shulchan Aruch, let's not get confused, it's a halacha book. It's not a book of customs. It's not a book of random facts of Judaism. It's halacha. This is the law. So why does the Shulchan Aruch tell us, by the way, this is called Shabbos HaGadol? What is the halacha that we need to take away from that? So Rabbi Yehuda Taub, in a book called Shabbos HaGadol, Malchuso V'Inyano, I have a lot of faith in the Jewish nation and the Jewish people, and I thought there must be a book out there written about Shabbos HaGadol. So I went to HebrewBooks.org and I typed in Shabbos HaGadol, and I found two full books on Shabbos HaGadol, everything you want to know about Shabbos HaGadol. One of them was, I think, only 20 pages, okay, so just a pamphlet. The other one was like 200 pages long. I can't remember now which one. I think this is from the 20-page pamphlet, but here is what Rabbi Yehuda Taub writes in his Sefer. He asks this question about that we just asked in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that Shabbos Shalav Ne'a Pesach, we call it Shabbos HaGadol. The Mefarshim asks, he writes, Harei HaShulchan Aruch Zeh Sefer halacha, velo sefer menhagim. It's not a book of customs, it's a book of laws. V'kamosha in b'shulchan aruch halacha l'pesach, korim pesach, hayos v'ashem pesach abatei b'nei Yisrael, madu yesh halacha b'shulchan aruch ach korim l'shabbos shlefnei pesach. Why in the world does he have such a custom of telling us that this is, by the way, the Shabbos of Shabbos HaGadol before Pesach? What is the relevance to us beyond the fact that it's a custom to call it that? So he says as follows, ba ha-shulchan aruch lomar, lanu sheyesh mitzvah, he says you have to understand the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says it is not because it's a custom, but because it's actually a mitzvah. It's a commandment on whatever level to call this Shabbos, the Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol. And he even adds v'yesh nohagim lomar b'makum Shabbat Shalom. Instead of someone saying Shabbat Shalom or Good Shabbos, you should say Shabbat HaGadol Shalom or Shabbat HaGadol Mevorach. You should specifically greet people with the fact. So if in English that would be Good Shabbos HaGadol. That's what you would say to people, right? That's the English way of putting it, I guess. But the point is that you have to actually mention it in the language of your Shabbos. The essence of the Shabbos is that we have to be cognizant that this is the Shabbos HaGadol. And lamadnu shekurin oso b'shulchan aruch ein hakavana l'lamid ach korim l'shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch is not just telling us what the name of the Shabbos is, ela milashon sivoy, that we're commanded to keep the Shabbos of Shabbos HaGadol, that it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Why in the world is this Shabbos before Pesach called Shabbos HaGadol? So there are many different answers to this question, some more famous than others. We'll go through a few of them and try to understand the concept a little bit more deeply. So the Pasuk says, And Sefer Shemos Perik Yud Beis Parshas Bo Pasuk Gimel Dabru El Kol Das Yisrael Limor Be'Asor LaChodesh Hazeh. So Hashem says to Moshe, speak to the Jewish people, tell them that on the 10th of the month of Nisan, V'Yikchu Lahem Ish Se LeBeis Avos Set LaBayis, that each person should take a lamb for their family, a lamb for their household. The very first and very famous commandment to do Korban Pesach, and this commandment in particular is noted because of the fact that the sheep in the land of Egypt was seen as a symbol, some sort of a symbol of a deity or of a god or the like, and therefore immediately, if you have any sort of historical perspective, you realize that this is going to be a very touchy-feely very controversial commandment that the Jewish people are going to be given. So the Chizkuni says in the Pasuk, he says, Yom Shabbos Haya, so it was the 10th of the month of Nisan was Shabbos, V'lefisha Asu Bo Yisrael Mitzvah Rish So the Chizkuni says, let's take a step back here for a second. True, it's a miracle, and you'll see some of the other Mefarshim explain that it's a miracle that they took the sheep, and then none of the Egyptians got upset. We'll talk about that in a second. That's the most famous idea, but it says the Chizkuni, you want to know why this day, this Shabbos before Pesach, is called Shabbos HaGadol? Because the Shabbos before Pesach was the 10th of Nisan that year, and on the 10th of Nisan, that's when we did the first commandment of the Jewish nation. That's when we took the Korban Pesach, and therefore we call it Shabbos HaGadol as a remembrance of the fact that we did our very first commandment as a nation on that singular Shabbos. So what a great Shabbos indeed this is. The Das is Kanem writes further, he gives two additional ideas. I'll read for you the English translation over here. He says as follows, the acquisition of the Paschal lamb in Egypt had to be made on the 10th of the month. There was a special reason for this. When the firstborn Egyptians saw what the Israelites were doing, they asked them for the reason of this. The Israelites explained that it was an offering to be offered when God would skip over the homes of the Israelites, when he would slay the Egyptian firstborns as a punishment for their refusing to let the Israelites go. Right, so not exactly a light conversation. They were basically telling them, your firstborn children are all going to die very soon, and that's why we're taking the sheep, to save our firstborn children, not a water cooler conversation. Upon hearing this, the firstborn Egyptians immediately went to the other Egyptians, telling them to release the Israelites, accusing them of responsibility for their death in case they refused. Nonetheless, the other Egyptians refused, and in fact, they themselves slew some of the firstborns as an altercation. Unbelievable. Not only did Hashem come and wipe out the firstborn of the Egyptians, but the Egyptians, to show their lack of care of whatever might come from this god that they may or may not have believed in. Again, even at this point, unbelievable the tension in the Egyptians that they didn't fully trust or believe in this god. These Egyptians went out of their way to kill their own firstborn. Not all of them, but some of them did this, and that's why the Da'as Sakinim quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, L'makem Mitzrayim b'vchoreim kiliolam chasto. We say the Pasuk in Tehillim that the Egyptians hit down or wiped out the firstborn. No, they didn't. I thought God wiped out the firstborn. The Pasuk in Tehillim is alluding to this incident that after some of the Egyptians refused to back away from the Jewish people and let them go, they themselves went out to kill the firstborn to show how much they don't care whatever is going to happen, whatever God is going to bring. That's one reason why this is called Shabbos HaGadol, because of this fascinating incident that took place, that we told the Egyptians what was going to happen, and they killed the other Egyptians. It was a civil war that we created, and we ultimately were protected. He says further a second reason that it's called Shabbos HaGadol. We read also in that Medrash that the 10th of the month of Nisan of that year occurred on a Shabbos, so that Passover occurred on the Thursday following, as stated in the Gemara. When the Egyptians saw how the Jews made ready to cut the throats of their lambs, they attacked them, as they were afraid of these animals, which were deities for them, and feared punishment for allowing their deities to be slain. God performed a miracle for the Israelites, thus attacked, and they were saved. This is the reason why the Shabbos prior to the Exodus is called Shabbos HaGadol, and so basically, Das Sakinim gives two perspectives over here. The latter perspective that he shares is the famous one, the well-known idea, that Shabbos HaGadol is called thus because of the fact that we took the sheep, which were the deities of the Egyptians, and they tried to hurt us and say, no, don't hurt our gods, and we were not hurt at all from their attacks. And the other perspective that he offers is this idea that we told the Egyptians, and they actually turned on each other, and we ultimately were saved. There are many additional reasons that are given. The Torah also brings down a similar idea to the Das Zakinim, but a slightly more nuanced, and I'll share it with you now. He says as follows, we'll read it in the English, the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol, and the reason is because a miracle occurred during the Exodus from Egypt. On the 10th, they took a sheep, and the year that the Exodus took place was on a Thursday, and on that Shabbos, every Jew took a sheep as a Paschal offering and tied it to their bedposts, and the Egyptians asked them, why is this so? Why do you have a sheep, the Egyptian god, tied to your bed? And they responded, to slaughter for a Pesach offering for Hashem. They got upset that they were going to slaughter their gods, but they cannot say anything due to a miracle. So in other words, the first perspective, the way the Das Zakenim seems to phrase it, is that they were attacked, but they were ultimately protected from those attacks. The Torah seems to phrase it in a way that not only were they not attacked, the Egyptians couldn't speak up. They were saying, that they were muttering under their breath, you're going to do what? You're going to do what to my God? But they couldn't even verbalize these words, the vocal sounds wouldn't come out of their mouth. That was how great the miracle was, that they were prevented from standing up to the Jewish people. There, the Mate Moshe, Rabbi Moshe ben Avraham, quotes an idea in which he says as follows, that the reason why it's called Shabbos HaGadol has absolutely nothing to do with the sheep and the Karban Pesach. Remove that idea from your head entirely. Rather, he quotes, I think, in the name of his Rebbe, that Shabbos HaGadol is called thus because of the fact that it comes from the Haftorah, that the Pasuk in which we referred to Eliyahu HaNavi, Hine Anochi Sholeach Lachem, as Eliyahu HaNavi lifnei bo yom Hashem HaGadol v'hanora, the psukim use the word HaGadol in the Haftorah that we're going to be reading for Shabbos HaGadol, and therefore, since the Haftorah uses the word Gadol, we therefore call it Shabbos HaGadol. Other people say that's a little ridiculous. We know that in general we do have such a principle and such a precedent that we do call Shabbos by the name of the Haftorah. If it's the first word of the Haftorah, it's Shabbos Shuvo, or Shabbos Nachamu, or Shabbos Chazon, because the first word of the Haftorah is Chazon, or Shuvo, or Nachamu. If you have some random word in the 50th Pasuk, in the middle of the Pasuk of the Haftorah, you're going to call it Shabbos HaGadol. That doesn't make any sense. That's so odd. It's so unclear why we would call it Shabbos HaGadol because of that. So there are those who say that reason seems to be a little bit out there, and maybe not something that we would follow. Rav Usher Weiss, in his beautiful Haggadah, in the English Haggadah that he has, quotes additional reasons, and I'll share two of them with you now. He says, quoting the Tzafnas Panech, one of the commentators, and he says that the Tzafnas Panech, in the name of his father, the Ma'bit, that when Bnei Yisrael were in Egypt, Moshe asked Paro to grant them one day of rest each week. Paro agreed, and Moshe chose Shabbos to be the day of rest. Each week, when Shabbos was over, the Jews would return to their slave labor. After their last Shabbos in Egypt, however, they no longer had to perform slave labor. The Shabbos was therefore called Shabbos HaGadol, the great Shabbos that never ended, meaning because they got to rest once a week, and that day was on Shabbos. And after Shabbos HaGadol, the first Shabbos HaGadol, they never had to return to their slavery ever again. So what a great Shabbos that is. It's the Shabbos that that went on and on because they never had to go back to become slaves. If you remember, actually, there's an idea brought down that when we were speaking about Shabbos davening, and specifically Shabbos morning davening, the paragraph that we say in Shmona Esrei, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalko, the idea that Moshe is so happy, what is Moshe so happy about in this paragraph? And some of the Mefarshim bring down the idea that he's happy because of this exact medrash that we just quoted. The idea that he guessed randomly. Paro said to Moshe, give me a day that the Jewish people need to take a day off. So Moshe said, okay, let's make it the seventh day of the week. And perhaps he didn't fully realize that that's when Shabbos was going to be, but he was Yismach Moshe. He was so excited and ecstatic to realize, to find out, that he chose the day of rest. That was the actual day of rest that Hashem wanted it to be. So anyways, Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol because that was the very last day of rest from the servitude in Egypt. And finally, the Rav Asher Weiss quotes the Shemen HaMaor, And he says that the name Shabbos HaGadol is based on a pasuk, not the pasuk in Eliyahu, but rather a pasuk in Vayikra, that you shall count for yourselves from the morrow of the rest day HaShabbos, right? The commandment of Sfiras HaOmer that we are given in Parshas Emor. Our sages derive from this verse that the counting of the Omer begins on the day after the first day of Pesach, which is considered a Shabbos because we refrain from work. This is in contrast to the practice of the heretical Sadducees, who maintain that the counting of the Omer should always begin on a Sunday, the day after Shabbos. So, right, the very famous idea, this is a Sfiras HaOmer 101, that the pasuk says we begin counting Sfiras HaOmer mimacharas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos, and the rabbis explain that what does Shabbos mean? That means Pesach. So we always start counting Sfiras HaOmer the day after the first day of Pesach, because the first day of Pesach is also called the Shabbos. The Sadducees says, what are you talking about? Shabbos is Shabbos. So always start counting on Sunday. And we obviously paschal like the rabbis and not like the heretical Sadducees. Therefore, to remember this famous confrontation and how we ultimately paschal say that the title Shabbos HaGadol was meant to distinguish the Shabbos before Pesach from the other Shabbos, meaning Pesach itself, which again, because the first day of Pesach is referred to as Shabbos according to our rabbi. So again, this year we see them back to back. You have Shabbos HaGadol. Presumably, Shabbos HaGadol is the one that is right before Pesach this year, although I believe there is some question. But in general, so Shabbos HaGadol is Erev Pesach this year. So you have Shabbos HaGadol, and then you have Shabbos again, because Pesach is Shabbos. So that's why we call it Shabbos HaGadol, to differentiate between these 2 days of Shabbos. And finally, one final source, a piece written by Rabbi Ari Khan, a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. He quotes the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes, by the way, my understanding, I did not look at it inside extensively, but he does give many reasons of or allusions to what makes this Shabbos so gadol, so great, but Rabbi Khan quotes one. He says as follows, the Sfas Emes states that by taking the lamb, the Jews observed Shabbos in Egypt. This was their first Shabbos as a people, a moment of passage in the national sense. They had reached the age of majority, became adult, they became gadolim with responsibilities. This was Shabbos HaGadol. The most basic teaching of Shabbos is the acknowledgement that God created the world in 6 days. By taking the lamb, the Jews rejected idolatry and accepted God. This was not merely an action which took place in the 10th of Nisan. This was a watershed of Jewish history. Now the Jews joined God in a Shabbat. In other words, this was, in essence, according to the Sfas Emes, the first real time that we celebrated Shabbos as a nation, as a people. Similar to what the Chizkuni said on some level, a nuanced difference. The Chizkuni says that the Korban Pesach was our first mitzvah as a Jewish people, and the Sfas Emes over here is saying that our first time observing Shabbos is when we took the Korban Pesach, which made us a real Jewish people, and now we kept Shabbos, and therefore, as a result, we call it Shabbos HaGadol, because how great it is, the very first Shabbos that we as a nation kept. True, but I guess the Avos probably kept Shabbos on some level, but the Jewish nation, when did we start keeping Shabbos? The very first Shabbos that we took the Korban Pesach, the 10th of Nisan, when we were in Mitzrayim, right before the Exodus. It would seem that what we have done thus far is we've given many different reasons or perspectives of what makes Shabbos HaGadol, right? From what angle are we explaining things from? Are we saying that it's a very special Shabbos and therefore we call it Shabbos HaGadol? Or did something special occur on the Shabbos and we call it Shabbos HaGadol because of that occurrence? Everything that we've explained thus far would seem to indicate that it's the latter, that something incredible happened on the Shabbos and we therefore call it Shabbos HaGadol. However, it would seem that there are deeper ideas related to the Shabbos as well, that there are some commentaries out there who do believe that the Shabbos itself has a special essence to it, I guess from the beginning of time, that there's something very important and essential about the Shabbos that we have to pay heed to. So there is an idea brought down in the second of the two Sfarim that I found on Shabbos HaGadol. Sefer is called Hagadola VaHaguula Be'inyan Shabbos HaGadol by Rabbi Reuven Schwartz. I hope he's not someone well known because I do not know who he is, but he had some very serious haskamas in the Sefer. I think Rav Aaron Cutler and I think Rav Nassim Zvi Finkel. So is a pretty serious individual over here who wrote this Sefer. And he makes a few notes. Let's see what time it is. All right, I'm not going to read them inside, but he makes a few notes. notes over here, two things in particular that I'll share with you. First, he says that Shabbos HaGadol, you want to understand what the essence of Shabbos HaGadol is. It is a Shabbos that is all about Geula. It's all about redemption. In it, we think about the original Exodus that we experienced, that this was the Shabbos that came on the eve of the Exodus, if you will. And therefore, whenever we think of this Shabbos, there's a lot of good vibes of Geula, a lot of feelings and an aura of redemption. When we go into the Shabbos, we always have to be thinking and preparing ourselves for the ultimate redemption that is soon to be coming, and how this Shabbos, by keeping it, is going to sort of bring us one step closer. That's one general idea that he shares. He also explains that let's look at the Jewish calendar for a second. How many Shabbos do we have a year? And when is the first Shabbos of the year? When is the last Shabbos of the year? So he explains there are actually 50 Shabbos every single year. What is the 50 Keneged? The 50 is Keneged, the 50 levels of holiness, or the 50 levels of Tumah, right? We were on the 49th level of Tumah. So the 50 levels of holiness that a person can achieve. And he says that this 50th Shabbos HaGadol is representative of the final Shabbos. It is the 50th Shabbos, the last Shabbos in the cycle. It is the opportunity to essentially be able to strengthen your relationship with the Almighty, because this is the capstone of all the Shabboses of the year. So how great, how gadol is this Shabbos, and that this is the final Shabbos, the end of an entire cycle, to now begin once again the Shabbos cycle with the next Shabbos, which, by the way, that means that the first Shabbos of the year always falls on Chol Hamoed Pesach, which is somewhere on Pesach, which is a fascinating idea as well. Lastly, we'll quote one additional source, and that is, of course, the Nesiva Shalom. The Nesiva Shalom, who always has very powerful perspectives on many of these more deeper Kabbalistic ideas, he writes as follows. We'll read it inside, at least a part of it. He quotes as follows. He says, he says, let's understand something for a second. Every Shabbos is a great Shabbos, right? It's a very a PC thing to say. What do you mean the great Shabbos? All Shabboses are great. Because every Shabbos is holy. Every Shabbos is an opportunity to strengthen ourselves spiritually. So what do you mean Shabbos HaGadol? Next Shabbos will be Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos before was Shabbos HaGadol. What makes this really Shabbos HaGadol? This Shabbos in particular. Ela HaShabbos Hazu Hi Gadol Shebegadolim. Oh, they're all great, but this is the greatest of the great. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Umahi HaGadola HaMiyuchedes Shalom. What makes it so special? Yesh lomar al pi mamar chazal, il male shamru Yisrael shtei shabbosos miyad nigalin. Famous idea that we've quoted previously before in this series, that someone, that a Jewish person, or if the Jewish nation keeps two Shabboses, will be immediately redeemed. Merumas bazeh al beiz bechinos ha-shabbos, ukahad echsiv es shabsosai tishmiru. Write the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, says, shabsosai tishmiru, they'll keep my Shabboses, which means that it's plural, so if you keep two Shabboses, then you'll experience a geula. V'heim beiz habechinos zachor v'shamar, and so too, we also find a lot of paired themes when it comes to Shabbos. We have zachor and we have shamar, and harumazim l'midas ha'ava l'midas ha'yira, and of course in Judaism we know in general there's something called yiras Hashem and avas Hashem, and that also seems to be connected, these two different types of Shabboses. Zachor asim ha'shabbos l'kasho shehu mitzvah sasei shayach l'midas ha'ava, the positive commandments, the zachor Yom HaShabbos, those are the loving commandments. V'shamar Yom HaShabbos, the kashu shehu mitzvahs lo sase, and the negative commandments shayach l'midas hayira. We keep the negative commandments out of fear, and we fulfill the positive commandments out of love. V'zehu ma dekasav es shabsosai tishmeru, and this is what it means when we talk about the plural Shabboses in Sefer Vayikra. Hainu beiz bechinos HaShabbos av avira. Fine. Umurumas baze gam inyan beis haShabbosos hamiyuchadim sheyish b'shana Shabbos haGadol shehi keneged midas ahava v'Shabbos shuva sheinyan ayira. He says not only do we have lots of paired themes of ahava and yira and zachor and shamor, and not only is there a concept that if you keep two Shabbos, in general, if the Jewish people will keep two Shabbos, that will experience geula, but there's also two Shabbos that are noteworthy throughout the entire year. When are the two Shabbos that we give big drush Jews, which evidently implies that we want the Jewish people to be extra cautious on these Shabbos throughout the year. Shabbos Hagadol and Shabbos Shuva. Shabbos Shuva is keneged the midah, the attribute of Yira, and Shabbos Hagadol is keneged the midah, the attribute of love. V'hu al pi ma'damar b'sfarim hakadosh b'sefer hakodesh be'er mayim chayim u'ba'ot sfarim to kol ha'haros hanishpaim b'meshach ha'shavua nimshachim b'shabbos shalafanav. Right, the famous idea that all of the positive energy that comes during the week comes from the previous Shabbos, the Kedusha that you instilled within yourself in that previous Shabbos. That's the positivity that you'll feel during the week. And so therefore, the Shabbos Shuva, which is the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, we need to get ourselves in the right mindset, the day of judgment, the day of Din. So on Shabbos Shuva, we prepare ourselves appropriately. We get ourselves in the mindset of Yira, of fearing Hashem. Pesach, but Shabbos Hagadol, which is the Shabbos before Pesach, nimshachim bo ha'aros ha'pesach shemidaso ahava b'chinas v'dilugo alei ahava. Pesach is a holiday all about love. It's the time of love, and therefore the Shabbos before Shabbos Hagadol, we focus on the concept of love and how we are in a loving relationship with the Almighty. V'zehu ilmalei shamru Yisrael beis Shabbosos. Hainu beis ha'bechinas shal Shabbos Kodesh midas ahava b'chinas Shabbos Hagadol midas ha'yira b'chinas Shabbos Shuva. And he explains this is what it means when we say that the Jewish people, if they keep two Shabbos, they'll experience the Geula. If they keep one Shabbos from the attribute of Yira, but from the attribute of Shabbos Shuva, and one Shabbos from the attribute of love, from the attribute of Shabbos HaGadol, then we'll experience a true redemption. It's not a coincidence, according to this perspective, that we have these Shabbos, these major Shabbos drushes on Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuva. This is a tradition that goes back many, many decades and centuries and millennia, perhaps, that the notion that these Shabbos, we need to be more honed in and more connected to our Jewish traditions because of the fact that there's a lot of power in these Shabbos and what they represent. Rav Shmelka Minikelsburg, the Osi Yom Yidrashun, Shemurmaz al Beis Hayamim Shabahem Umrim Drashos, right? The idea that you have 2 days where you give drushes, these two Shabbos. The Al Pizet, and then we'll conclude with this. Mevuar lama nikreis haShabbos b'shem Shabbos Hagadol. He says, now I understand why we call this Shabbos Shabbos Hagadol. Ki midas ahava madregasa yotera gedola mimidas ayira. Because if you have to compare fear and love, what is the greater feeling to have? Fear is an important feeling, but love is clearly the stronger feeling and the stronger emotion. The kiven shemidas haShabbos Kodesh hazu ahava al ki nikreis Shabbos Hagadol. Since the midah, the attribute of this Shabbos is love, we call it the greatest Shabbos because it's the great of the greats. Because the strongest connection you can have with Hashem is one of love. Ve'oz shemidas ahava shorasha b'midas hachesed hanikreis gadol. Right, and at the root of the attribute of love is the attribute of mercy and kindness and justice. Because the pasuk says l'cha Hashem hagdula v'hagvura v'lachin shema Shabbos hagadol shadarcha nimshachim ha'aros chag ha'pesach shemidaso hi hagdola ahava v'chesed. All of Pesach is all about the kindness and the love that Hashem has shared with us. We want to tap into that so we learn all about love in the previous Shabbos, though we can be ready to experience the holiday of Pesach. We thus ultimately see that there are many, there's a multiplicity of layers here in terms of understanding what Shabbos HaGadol actually means, but to hone in specifically on one idea to close out, let's go back to the idea for 1 second that this is the very first Shabbos that we as a Jewish nation came together and we connected to Hashem, we connected to the Almighty, the first time that we kept one of His mitzvos, the very first Shabbos in which we realize that we can have a loving relationship, that we as a Jewish people have a unique relationship with Hashem. We've said many, many times how Shabbos is a day in which we are all about connecting and fostering and making a stronger relationship between us and Hashem. Shabbos Hagadol is the anniversary every single year in which that Shabbos relationship with Hashem began. The first Shabbos that we kept as a nation, the first time that we realized that Hashem loves us in a true way, is this Shabbos. So, well, not this Shabbos, but Shabbos Hagadol. So in 2 weeks, God willing, when we get to Shabbos Hagadol, let's go into the Shabbos with the understanding and the recognition that Hashem loves us, Hashem wants a connection with us, and that this Shabbos in particular particular is the anniversary where it all began, where our true love and connection that Shabbos brings with it began on this Shabbos so many thousands of years ago, and we should be blessed with the opportunity to understand and fulfill this concept further. And just so that we can end on a bracha for this Shabbos as well, we should realize that every single Shabbos truly is great, and that just like Shabbos HaGadol is the greatest of the greats, every other Shabbos is just regular Gadol, and we should be blessed to understand the true greatness that goes along with every single Shabbos. Wishing everyone a beautiful evening and a beautiful Shabbos.